It begins with Pas Akum. Pas Akum is the earliest gezeira of all of these gezeiras. Actually, of all of these, the only one that has a makar in a pasuk is Pas Akum. Anybody know where the makar is in the pasuk? Natit Pas Daganel. Good. By Daniel, it says that when Daniel was taken to Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel is actually the first recorded Jew to be forced to Galus, after, of course, the Asaras HaShvatim, but in the Galus of Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel is the first. Daniel goes to Galus 15 years before the Churban, and 4 years before Galus Yechaniah. Before Jews were brought to Galus, a handful of Jewish boys were brought by Nebuchadnezzar to Bavel, and one of them was Daniel, and he was groomed to be an officer in the king's palace. As such, he was put in a boarding home and trained in the ways of the palace. And one of the things, the first thing that we told about him is that he decided firmly, Lebulti Yisgoel bepas bag hamelech, that he would not dirty himself with the king's bread. It's interesting thing that bread traditionally was always a food that had no kashrus issue. Bread was always flour and water, and there were no issues of kashrus in eating bread. And that's why in the Gemara and in Chazal, the assumption is always that bread is kosher. Oh, so the shach is the kasher. We'll see in the shach in a minute. But there were never kashrus issues with Gaisha bread. And that changed in our century, in the last century, when became the style to put in different oils in bread to improve its taste. And today, bread needs a hechsher. My father told me that when he came to America, he got on a boat to come. He got on in the U.S. Army boat, took a job in order to get his way across. So he felt, going into the boat, that at least he'll be able to eat bread and water. And he'll make it on bread and water. And he worked in the bakery, and he found that they had lard in the bread. So he was stuck. What? They can't use the water. Very good. So I told my wife, licorice is never a kashrus problem. No, never a health issue. Anyway, he found on the boat they had matzah. They had a storage of matzah for Jewish, for when Pesach comes, for Jewish things, so they had matzah on the boat. But anyway, the assumption here is that it's not a kashrus issue, and nevertheless, what? See, it's not a problem because goyim, when the dough belongs to a non-Jew, you don't have to take challah. It's only when the dough belongs to a Jew that you have to take challah. Well, you know, I'm sure I can take off after it's baked, just not after it's eaten. Matzah, they take off challah. He meant in those days, I was said in the days of Chazal, there was no problem with Pas Akum, of kashrus. So he's asking, what about challah?
His father baked on the boat. He continues to bake with lard.
He continues to bake with lard, yeah.
He continues to bake with lard.
Yeah.
That's mutter?
Yeah. I don't know that it was being served to Jews. Certainly served mostly to non-Jews. And the Jews could elect to eat it or not eat it. I don't know. That is... can't answer that. I don't know. Those who were from Afrum, those who were not from Afrum. My father was not the baker. He had no clue how to bake. He just took a job as assistant baker when he got on the boat. That's how they... If you notice the pictures of the soldiers, they're all trim and fit, and that's because they're fed by such people. So, at any rate, the Isra Pas Akum was asked al tchasnus, as we're going to see in a moment. And there are two Isurim, there's Pas Akum and Bishul Akum. We'll talk soon about differences between the two. There are major differences between Pas Akum and Bishul Akum. They're two separate simanim in Shulchan Aruch. The first simon here, Kuf Yud Beis, is Pas Akum, and the second simon, which you're going to have later, is Bishul Akum. And the basic difference between them is that this refers to bread, as we'll see soon. Asru Chachamim Lechol Pashal Amim Oidei Kechavim. Chazal prohibited eating the bread of a non-Jew, Mishum Chasnos. Now, before I go any further, this is not a technically accurate statement. Chazal asked the bread of a non-Jew. It's not really true, because the way we paskin, the bread of a non-Jew is okay as long as a Jew baked it. When somebody goes into a bakery and it's owned by non-Jews, and a Jew is the one who does the baking, or as we'll see later, turns on the oven, then that's adequate to make a pas Yisrael. So that actually, when we say pas akum means the pas of a non-Jew, it's not technically correct. What we mean is the pas baked by a non-Jew. The shita of the Torah is that pas shel akum is asa. The Torah shita is that if it belongs to a non-Jew, even if a Jew bakes it, if it belongs to a non-Jew, and the non-Jew had any yad in its manufacture, even if the Jew baked it, it's not a heter, according to the Shita Sator. But we paskin like the Rambam and the Rashba, who say that, no, the Yisr is only if the guy actually bakes the bread. But if a Jew bakes the bread, that's a heter. As opposed to? Amen. Yeah, the words Avdei Kechavim in general that were put in were put in for the censors. In general, the words the word Akum, it just refers to Nachri, it refers to Goyim, and it was put in for the censors that were talking about people who serve who idol worshippers. Anyway, so that's also Mishum Chasnus. That's also because of a gezeira of affiliating with them. V'afilu b'makim deleka Mishum Chasnus also. What happens if you have a neighbor and there's no Chasnus? He's somebody's an old man, he has no daughters or no children, and guy, the Shach says a priest could go past Kaimrim, it says in Shach Dawid, the priest who didn't marry Shein Lam Banim, it's Aser, it's still Aser. The Loi Mishum Bitei Shel Meicher Hu Nais, I'm looking at Dawid in the Shach, he's explaining this Ramah. The Loi Mishum Bitei Shel Meicher I Naisin Amru. They didn't say because of the daughter of the seller or the giver. The general separation from the non-Jew. He doesn't have a daughter. He has a daughter. We want to stop the slow down the socializing with non-Jews. Now this led to a very strange shaila that came up not too long ago with somebody who asked me if he's allowed to eat by his in-laws. Actually, the shaila was about drinking l'chaim with his in-laws. And the shaila was that his in-laws are goyim. His in-laws are goyim, his wife is a ger, a geiris. And he had called, he knows it's an issur about drinking with them, so he asked whether it's okay. So it's maybe li de gichuk, the whole shaila, that it's also mishul chasnus. Funny, it's a funny kind of shaila. The way he posed the question wasn't a shaila. He was asking, he was having his in-laws over, and the shaila was if he could drink a l'chaim with them, he could take out some wine or schnapps and drink with them. So the shaila was a mistake, because the Beis Yisrael, it's always mutter. The issur of drinking with Goyim, which we're going to learn in later, is only Beis Akum, or in a bar. But Beis Yisrael, there's no issur. Yeah, Mavushal, he took care of that.
Because there's no relation.
Yeah, the word in-laws is, in English, it's his in-laws. In Halacha, it's not a relative of his. Because of the fact that a Geiris or a Ger is like a Tinnach Shanishbat, right? What? Yeah, it's just like I say. It's maybe Lidei Gichoch. It is a shaila, but it makes it funny.
What was the answer? What do you say? Is he can drink it with the money?
Well, his case wasn't a shaila, but I think the Yisurim would apply.
Why was it not a shaila?
Because it was his shaila was to drink in the Jew's house, which is always permitted. This of drinking with a non-Jew is in a bar or the Shulchan Aruch goes on. V'loy Asur Ela Pas Shachameshas. Mine dagon. When we talk about bread, we're talking about the bread of the five types of wheat, which are aser. Aval pashal kidneys v'shal oiris zedaychin. But if you have bread made from beans, bean flour, or corn flour, or rice flour, Eina b'chlal pas stam sha'asur. That's not included in the stam iser of pas. So what's the din? So Zakta Ramah, it depends. Now, this Ramah, look at the Ramah carefully. There are really two ways to understand it. How do you understand this Ramah? Vim Einai Asa Mishum Bishulei Avik Echavim. Vigam Einai Asa Mishum Bishulei Avik Echavim. Im Einai Lal Shulcha Malach. Pashup Shad is going on the bread, the rice bread, or the cornbread. So it could be cornbread. So cornbread is not pasakum because it's not considered bread, because it's not mezainis, it's not wheat. What about bishalakum? There still should be a bishalakum on the cornbread. So that he says it's not osur if it's not a type of bread that's not oilal shulcha malachim. One of the exceptions in hilchot bishul that we'll have is bishalakum is not osur on a food that's oilal shulcha malachim. That means that a food which would not be served at a queen's banquet.
So, for example,
eggs are a problem. The Laffy Taffy is not a problem. Why isn't Laffy Taffy bishalakum? Because it's not usher. What's certainly usher are egg or egg products would be served at a breakfast, or fish or meat which would be served. That's certainly usher. The gedarim of bishalakum we're going to leave for bishalakum. But those particular items are a problem. But Eina al Shulchan Malachim is a heter. The question is the Oiriz, the Pas Oiriz and Pas Teichin, what's that? So that's not Afiyah Sakum. What about Bishalakum? So Bishalakum, it's also not because of it's Eina al Shulchan Malachim. If it's not Eina al Shulchan Malachim, if you'll have a fancy thing which is al Shulchan Malachim and Achinami, then it'll be a problem. But we're going to get to that. Yeah, we spoke once about the question of whether, by Bishalakum, of whether we asser, whether, for example, meat is asser, does that mean a frankfurter is asser? Do we go according to the min, or do we go according to the individual piece? All right, so we'll have to get to that when we get to Bishalakum. Now, what's confusing here is Gra Dalet, which it wouldn't be confusing except it starts with the words Ratza Loimer. It's very hard to understand. Listen to what the Gra says. The Gra says, Drinking. The Shah was asking me about drinking. The Beis Yisrael is not a heter for Pasakum. I said the person had asked me, the context was he asked me about drinking, that's what the Beis Yisrael. Pas is not. Bread is no difference Beis Yisrael and Beis Yisrael. Yeah.
So by drinking, let's say something that you have a time, frying with the chassid, and frying also over there. So when we go after the year, because he's baked the sukkah, what?
I don't know, we'll get to the seven. I don't know. We'll get to that. Okay, we'll get to Pas Paltos, Sif Beis. You're right. Okay. Again, the Ramah seems pasha. The Ramah says there's no din of Bishalakum on Sanat Nadal Shulchan Malachim. He's talking about the cornbread. But if you look in the Shach, the Gra Dalet, it's very confusing. He says in Dal, Ratz Aloymer. The pas, anybody mishum bishulei avik echavim. Bread has no issa bishalakum. Ubimakim shehutter pas. What does that mean? Ubimakim shehutter pas. We're going to see soon that there are places where pas palter is mutter. Mutter legamri. Regular bread is always mutter. The loihaya bichlal shalkus. Because that's not included in the issa of cooking. Avodav she'enai pas, yeshnai bichlal shalkus. So it's not bread is awesome. What the Gra is saying is that there are two simanim. Kuf Yud Beis is Pasakum. Kuf Yud Gimel is Bishalakum. Things that are included in Kuf Yud Beis, bread, are not included in Kuf Yud Gimel. So that if you have regular bread of wheat, which we're going to have heterim for, wheat bread is mutter if it's made by a palter, by a professional baker. We're going to have the exception soon. So l'chayr, that should be also out bishalakum still. Zok de gra, no. The makim shehuta pass, mutter legami lo yeh b'chlal ha-shalkus. Avadov she'enei pass, but let's say cornbread, yesh lo yeh b'chlal ha-shalkus. Bavke shehuta pass, lo yeh b'chlal ha-shalkus.
Even though it's
It's very clear what the gra is saying. Why he says ratz olaymer is confusing to me. The Ramah is not talking about paschitim. The Ramah is going on pas iris. So she's telling you pas iris is not pas. It's just a bishalakim. I understand. The ratzalaimer that paschitim also is the even if it's oilal shulchan malachim, it's not aser. So the Gra has to tell me that. I didn't know that. But the Ramah doesn't say that. It's not a ratzalaimer. Otherwise, there'd be no heter pas palter because bread is certainly regular bread is certainly al shulchan malach. So he's sort of what the Gra is saying is a very clear psak, just that the ratzalaimer part of it is the part that's a little bit confusing. All right, so sif aleph is a very clear sif. It tells you the origin, the original iser, and then we're going to get into the exceptions and the product.
Popcorn.
Popcorn is bishalakum, and popcorn is not a shulchan malachim, it's not a fiasakum. Right, so you have the heter there.
But according to the
Gra,
only part of corn is okay, but maybe corn is not.
But that's bishalakum. We'll learn bishalakum and kufi gimel, and there it says that it's mutter.
It's
good. Yeah, Gra's talking about bread. Yeah, shakimel was the issue. Was saying now that passive a guy is an issue of pasakum. What about treif? So I started by telling you it wasn't the normal thing to put a treif ingredients in bread. Bread was a flour and water, and if you found a piece of bread in the street, you could eat it. If you wanted to, you could eat it, because there was no issue of treifus in the time of Chazal and bread.
Didn't they have to use something to make sure it didn't stick to the oven or whatever?
Oh, so what about the oven? What about the oven? Even if it didn't stick, it would be bolea. It would absorb taste from the treif oven. So that the Shach in Gimel is asking, and the Shach Gimel tells us Mishum Chasnus, Avo Mishum Giula Yav Dekechavim. What about the fact that it has treif blias of a guy leka lemechish? You don't have to worry about that. The Stam Kalehem Ena Ben Yoimak Lekamon Simen Kufchav Beis. Later in Simen Kufchav Beis, we have a rule that Stam Kalehem Ena Ben Yoimak. That Stam Azai, if a guy cooked something, the Stam Keli is not a Ben Yoyme Dika Keli, which means it wasn't used in 24 hours. Now we know that a Keli that's treif that wasn't used in 24 hours, you're not allowed to use L'chatchila. The person ought to go and use it, because by using it, you're going to be using L'chatchila. A guy's Ben Yoyme, ain't a Ben Yoyme, Ben Yoyme, we prohibit using treif Keli at all. But here we're talking that it was already baked by the guy. Once it was already baked, so stam kalei amein aben ayayman, stam kalei of a guy who was not using 24 hours. In the halachah is you don't have to be chayshish for treifus.
You're wearing a kalei, but
kalei and an oven. Normally, you say an oven is used for everything. You have three kalei in an oven.
Yeah. So he's saying, still, even an oven, stam kalei. That's what it says here. Stam kalei. It's really not so much a chayshish because usually you put the food in a kalei into the oven. It's not usually the oven that's the problem. It's not mazia. I don't know. I think on the contrary, they had brick kalim, and could be they stuck the bread to the wall. Okay, what they did, I don't know, but certainly it says that stam kalim is not belaya. Belaya means absorbed taste in the walls. Everything else burnt. It burnt up. Why? Why do you have to put? So you unstick it. There's nothing wrong with sticking. You can stick to bricks. It's bricks underneath. It's not.
What,
you
stick to bricks?
Bricks are kosher. Bricks.
They don't want to stick. No one's going to cook it without
fat. It doesn't stick. You don't need fat. You don't need fat. You know, so you can go and see the way the old ovens, they put the bread into the oven and then they remove it. They don't.
Yeah,
that's the way it is. You can see it. Matzis, they put a matzis.
You don't need
what? What? So the DE, this Stam Kalim may have been a Yaiman is in a home. In a factory, which we know is open and cooking every day, so then there's no Stam Kalim may have been a Yaiman. What? We're talking here about passive a guy. Till now we didn't get to Palta yet. We're talking about the passive a guy in a guy's home. Yeah. Now, yeah.
According to the Shach, if I know how something kosher was baked and I got in the tray of kale, there's no one I feel to stay away from.
If you go to your Goyish neighbor's house And you see him, you're talking to him, you see him take a pot, a clean pot, put in water, take a potato. And you could see he took the potato out of the bag, Idaho potatoes, put it in the oven, put it up to cook. And you're sitting there with him. And then you're talking with him long enough, and he, potato might be a lashon from Malachim. All right, I put some broccoli, let's say. And then he takes it off. I said, so it has to be something that's in lashon from Malachim. But and then there's no kashrus issue. They meant it's also bishalakum. It has to be a food that's not a significant food, which is why I mentioned broccoli as an example. You can sit down and eat it, yeah, on paper plates or plastic. Yeah. It's a funny thing that when you go to a guy's house, a guy's not so much a problem, but a fryer yid, sometimes you have a bigger problem with drinking a glass of water when you have the tefillas kalim issue than eating with plastic kalim food in this house. Ramesha, there are many psukim of Rav Moshe that left a tremendous imprint on Yiddishkeit in America. And one of them is a chumrah that he writes in the Tshuva, which as far as I know, all of the conscious organizations follow. Technically, when you go into a factory, you don't have to kasha. What do you have to kasha for? Let's say I'm going into a factory that makes treifas. Now, usually, when Jews go into a non-kosher factory to make a run, a kosher run, they go on a Monday. Since we prefer to kasher kalim when they're not b'nei yayman, kasher kalim when it wasn't used for 24 hours, the factory is usually open Monday through Friday. So the preference always is to go on a Monday morning and get the first Monday morning run. So you have two benefits. First of all, it's ain't a b'nei yayman when you kasher it. And second of all, depending on the place, sometimes if it involves a complicated kashering, they'll let you come in Sunday on Sunday to do the kashering when they're not running anyway. Now, based on what we just learned, really, you don't need that. Really, as long as the Jew's not baking, when you go and the yidden go into to a pretzel factory, and it has to be kasher, there are tray for pretzels around, so they go in and they kasher the pretzel factory. Now, they don't bake the pretzels. The same goyim that bake all of the pretzels bake these pretzels too. There's a factory in Pennsylvania somewhere. What? Anderson Pretzel Factory, and it's national is its name, and they all bake there, so they kasher. Now, they don't have to take challah when the dough is made. It's not a juice. Even when it's baked, it's not a juice. If in the process of the packing something gets ruined, the manufacturer takes the loss. As a matter of fact, during the manufacture, the mashkichim are in the basement. Mashkichim go in, they kasher. And I don't understand what the exact laws are, the insurance rules, but they, once everything is set in motion, the meshkichim go downstairs, and the plant runs, and they see how many boxes were made of their own thing. Usually, all the companies make on the same day, because they kasha together. I don't know, today, I once spoke to Masha. Well, they have different packages, and they do it. Now, why do they have to kasha for? All the kelman ain't a b'nei yayman. So why do you have to kasher? So Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva years ago, and he said that technically it's okay. A guy could cook in Eina Ben Yayman. It's only Ayis and the Mais, it's not Ayis and the food. Rav Moshe's language is Mechur Adavar. It's a very not. It's an ugly thing. Mechur Adavar means it's a dirty thing, an unpleasant thing. You're going to give a heksher on something that nobody would cook in their own home, to use a tray for keli that's Eina Ben Yayman. And therefore, the Hechsherim have been makabel today in America. All of them, all the Hechsherim we use at least, were makabel to kasher. And nafkamina is that they kasher, they sometimes use certain coolers in the kashering, but they do kasher, yeah. Depending on how hot it is, certain things are not boiled. They may be heated and not boiled, and you have to boil to kasher. So it depends. It could be. Agave kashering. I'm talking about agave kashering. I'm not talking about bishlag. I'm talking about the kashering.
So on one hand, on certain things, we say you look at factory differently there. And
okay, depends if it's mishum chasnas or mishum kashus.
So
they kasher. I mean, if they give on Anderson, it's not on Pashkus.
Huh?
I think they do kasher. If it needs kashering, they kasher. All the end is Sinsen, and then there's no problem. So then that's a bad example. If it's always kosher, then Anderson's a bad example. Whatever they make, like jellyfish. They make. No, you kasher the kalim too. If the kalim are tracked, there's no difference between, in that aspect, there's no difference between Liebers and Anderson. What? If they give the hashgacha all year, then all right. Then it's always the kalim always kosher. Kalim always kosher. They don't do entree for kalim. That's the policy, that they don't do entree for kalim. The kalim have to be kosher. Right. That's the difference. The you mean out Safiya Sakun? So we're going to get to that in Sif Beis. Well, what we do lemaisa. As far as Afiyah Sakam, in the case of a palter. Regarding the light plug, the Dake Tshuva brings an interesting shaila, very stimulating shaila. He has the following question. The Dake Tshuva is here on Yeridaya. He has the following question, B'shem, the Tshuva's Chikikei Leiv. No, not Pisrei, Darkei Tshuva. Pisrei Tshuva is on the page. You have to talk to get to Pisrei Tshuva. Darkei Tshuva was written by the Munkacha, between the wars. And it's not on the page yet. The Darkei Tshuva is a separate four-volume set on Yeridaya, parts of Yeridaya. And he collects from Tshuva Svarim. It's an interesting shaila. He says, what happens if you see another Jew eating Pasakum, but he thinks it's Pas Yisrael? For whatever reason, he has reason to believe it's Pas Yisrael.
He found the loaf of bread.
Yeah, let's say I have in my house a loaf of bread, it's Pasakum. My Goyish neighbor baked it, and the Goyish neighbor sent it to me. Let's say I know it's kosher. I call my Rav, he says, you got to throw it out. It's Pasakum. The Goy baked it. Even though there's no kosher issue, you have to throw it out. In the meantime, my neighbor comes in, he's joining us for a meal, he starts eating the bread. Do I have to tell him? He's makbid, it's pas balabayis, there's no machlokes, it's zichos. Right, pas balabayis, it's pas balabayis. So the shaila is, the whole iser is because of chasnus. The whole iser is because of kirav adas, because you're going to become socially close with the one who baked it. Here, he thinks a yid made it. And since he thinks a yid made it, there's no mental connection to a guy. You don't like the shaila. You're not going to like the tshuva. The guy will walk in and say, how do you like my bread? If he rings the bell, I will slam the door in his face. Let him in. The surprise is that the Chikikei Leif says it's mutter. And he brings, I looked up the tshuva, it surprised me. I looked up the tshuva inside. He brings a few rayas. One raya, which is taka dinyan, is in Hilchas Nida, there's a prohibition on a man eating shiurei meichel of his wife. When a woman's a Nida, and she ate, and she left over something, so a man, during the time she's a Nida, doesn't eat the leftovers from the wife's eating because of kirav adas, because that's the kirav adas. So there it says clearly that if a man is unaware that it's Shuri Michael from the woman, she sees him eating it and she's unaware that it's Shuri Michael, that's mutter. She doesn't have to tell him. Why? Because even though technically it's Shuri Michael, but there's no care of Adas. So he can... leftover food.
So
well, the question here is not shaygeg. The question is, why does the yisid? We understand this is a light plug because of kirav adas. It's a light plug. If it's a light plug, then we would call it non-kosher. Chikikei Leiv is assuming that it's not that way. His second raya is a little weaker of a raya. His second raya is from Hilchos Avelus. In Hilchos Avelus, it says that if someone's unaware that he's an avel, if somebody's unaware that a relative died, it says Shulchan Aruch, there's no mitzvah to tell him. unless somebody has to say Kaddish. But generally, there's no mitzvah to tell a relative that they're Aveilim. And Moitzi Diba Huxil, it says, Adarabi, don't tell him. And it's mutter, even you can play music for him. It says, if a man knows his wife is an oval and she's unaware of it, he's allowed to live with her. Even though for her it's aser. But because she's unaware, Avelis is something that's totally in the das. Now that dimyan to hear is a very weak dimyan. It's hard to understand exactly what the dimyan is. What? Arlos chutzlar. Vaday Arlos chutzlar. You don't have to tell that.
Oh, you know.
So you don't have to tell. That's a shalach. I don't remember that. It comes out from this chikikei leiv, if you accept the psak, that really I could give a hechsher on pasakum. I put a stick of pas Yisrael, and there's no problem because the buyer thinks it's pas Yisrael. There's no care about that, and it's no problem. They don't find out for haraya. Huh? Well, if you have a farsim this heter, you have no way of knowing. If you have a farsim the heter, then it ruins the heter.
So. Has that ever happened before?
I mean, if you have a problem with gzeila. There was that. I mean, the chikkei leiv is so when the person fools himself. I might be a shuk nevis das. I'm just wondering if it's an issue of pasakum in such a case or not. I hope that Shem and that are not relying on these type of heads. No, they're two separate issues. That itself is also an issue. There's an issue when things are. You see, here it's not a heftish shalisser. It's also because of kirav adas. Okay, leiv holds something that's only also because. It brings a social connection. Kirav Adas is a closeness, a socializing between the two parties. So here it's only us because it brings to that. So over here there's a question if he doesn't know. It does not apply to issues of kashrus, a Sfardi and Ashkenazi, and the Sfardi knows the Ashkenazi knows that it's not Sfardi can use it. So that the Mishnah says Bisham and Bisil, even though they had different opinions about things like Nimnu. They didn't refrain from associating one with the other because they would let each other know. They would tell him, you can't eat this. This is also according to you. And pashtus, you have to let people know. We will have later. Yeah, when the Ramah says, afilu b'mokim d'lekem mishum chasnus, it seems to aser. But the Shach explains the reason for that. He says the reason for that is because the chasnus is not on the daughter of the one who's giving you the bread. The issa chasnus is general. So you feel socializing with a non-Jew, it'll lead you, it'll break down the barrier. Here it doesn't break down the barrier. That's his time. If a pas is baked by a guy and then he's megayer, that would be totally also. If it's chefta shal issa, then it remains aser. The question will be if he himself can eat it afterwards. If he himself can eat it afterwards. They cast this on him against himself.
That should be a
light plug. It might be a light plug. I don't know. Someone asked me, they have fry yidden by the Seder. So the question was, so I didn't let the fry yid pour the wine because then it's going to be, assuming it's not the ayim of Oshel, you don't let
A fryid.
I'm talking now about a fryid, who's at the Seder. So letting we don't let him pour the wine because the question of Yain Nesach by a fryid by a mummer. What about the wine he's drinking himself?
Maybe
you have to give him Yain Mavushal because when he drinks it, that's he himself is pouring or drinking the, it becomes for him. But again, it's a strange thing. You know, Asim Shem Chasnas against him himself.
Stop. Let me pour you some cups.
Thank you.
Stop. Pour it in his mouth.
Yeah, Wemson, he pours it in his mouth when he drinks. Okay, there's one more issue in Sif Aleph, and that's the Pischei. I assume there's no problem. Pischei Tshuva Aleph is a major issue today in Pas and Bishul Akum. And that's the question of whether these things are usher for Frayid or only for a guy. A guy means a non-Jew. What about a Jew who's not observant? Is there an issur? So, what would you say? Should it be an issur? You should say a Jew. If it's chasnus, there's no problem. You're allowed to marry his daughter. So that's what it says here in the Pisrei Tshuva. Pisrei Tshuva says, Aleph, Ayin Ber Heitav, Ayin Besefet Tferes Lamaisha Simen Kufshid Gimel Siftes, Shekos of Dasha Dipas Shel Mumer, Shari Mishum Chasnus. That the bread of a Mumer is mutter because of Shari Mishum, the Mishum Chasnus Lekah. There's no Issa Chasnus, the Avabi Shechata Yisraelu. Even though he sinned, he's still a Jew. Umutter Lisa Bita, and it's mutter to marry his daughter. So, can you do me a favor? Get me a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Dalet in the corner here.
The
Mumer fried Jew. We're putting them all together. Mumer means somebody who. No, Mumer. He doesn't mean Dafke. He's Mishamet. He's Shmat himself. Mumer here means that he's constantly over on Chol Shabbos or the other Yisurim of Shabbos.
Now,
very good. There are many chalkim on this hatter. There are numerous chalkim. The Darkei Tshuva brings from the Tshuva the Maram Shik, among others, who held that this should apply to a non-Jew as well, and to a non-from Jew as well. So there are two reasons that are given. The Maram Shik himself gives a reason that you don't want to associate. You'd rather marry somebody who's from a firm family than from not. Maybe it'll influence you. You'll associate with a non-firm family. Maybe it'll influence you too. That's his reason. The Chazaynish is also Machmir, the Avnei Nezer. They bring also a second reason. It says by a Mumer, at least by certain levels of Mumer, the Gemara is an expression that Asom Ka'akum, that they made them like Goyim. That Lagabi, certain things, they rendered them like non-Jews. And they argued that it should be awesome. On the other hand, what? But it says it actually. All right. The truth is, the Gemara says it by Karoyim and Kutim, Asom Ka'akum. And the question is, where that applies? How far? What assimilated? What level of assimilation that applies to? It's a Shan de Rishayim, but the Chazaynish is Saisim Lahachmir. The Chazaynish is in Yerideya, Simin Beis, I think Oishchav Gimel. And there are numerous that are Machmir. The Ramesha, Nigris Mesha, in Yerideya Aleph, Simin Mem Hei, writes, it's Yoser Noite Lahakel. That's his Lashon. It's more Mustaver like to make Kilim in this particular issue. And his question there, he had to do with Tzirufim. He said, certainly with Tzirufim, that a person could be Mekel. Now, today, the factories, the bakeries are all Mekel on Mumrim, simply because it's hard to get from Yidden to work. And very often, there are immigrants who work in the bakeries. A Mumer is a non-from Jew.
Just not from.
Not
the anti-religious.
I have nothing to do with the anti. And we'll talk about Paspalti, you mean. Okay. We'll see soon if it's so Pashid. Yeah, there got to be certain things, he says it.
He put the match, I heard.
We'll get to all these pratim. We're going to get to these pratim. The problem is a lot of the bakeries don't have from Jews there. If you'll notice, I mentioned this before, in Flatbush, the Hesachtus has Hechsherim on all the bakeries. There are many other Hechsherim in Flatbush. Only on the bakeries. Don't you ever wonder why they have a monopoly on the bakeries? Because they have a kula that they allow Goyim overnight with no Jew there, not even a Freya Jew, from a Jew. They allow Goyim to be baking overnight. and they hold its mutter, you lock them in a room of kosher ingredients, so they can't make a trace, right? The only issue, there's no reason that they bring in any other ingredients. There's no reason in the world, why should they bring other ingredients in? So that's not a problem. And the problem is with challah. The reason others are hesitant in this is because of challah. How do you get goyim to separate challah? So they trust the goyim to put aside a piece of dough from each dough, and the next day that the yid will come in, he'll be mafresh challah from those doughs. Now, as far as I know, the Sakhlis is the only hefshir that holds of this kula, and that's the reason that all of the bakeries, it's one, they have two or three kulas in bakeries, and therefore they're able to have... Right, that's a Samer, CRC, yeah. And that's why they have the Hechsherim, it's hard to blame the bakeries. We actually had one bakery, very honest people, nothing wrong with them. They applied for our Hechsher many years ago. We went in, and we first of all told them that they had to have, for the challah, they had to have a yid there overnight. And second of all, we told them for cheesecakes, they bake in the same oven, whatever our Hechsherim, we require them, they made blech, like metal blech, and like you have a blech on the oven. And before they bake milachiks, they have to put the blech on the oven. It's a turning, one of these big ovens. You put the blech on the floor of the oven, and then you put in the cheesecakes. And they had our hefsha for 2 months. And after 2 months, they told us they're switching CRC because the blech is a pain in the neck. And the challah is a big expense to have it from you there overnight, a challah. And I couldn't blame them. I mean, you know, the customer gets what the customer demands. And since it's a hefsha, it's... What? I'm not casting aspersions on anybody. Aspersions on anybody. There's a tshuva in Rabbi Cheskel Roth has a tshuva on this, and he writes that this is mutter. Yeah, obviously that's mutter. I'm not saying one way or the other. I'm just telling you the way the things are. The issue of Yisrael Mumer, getting sidetracked. Okay, there's a Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Erevin. Right, I'm sorry, I'm not going to find it on the spot. There's a Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Erevin in Shin Pet Hei, who's also mashma that he's makel by a mummer for Pasakim. We're talking here about the bread that you use for an erev, and okay, all right. Where was it? I'll find a few separately. Anyway, the Mishnah Brura is Mashmal Lahakel, Ramesh is Mekel. I think that's why today most of the places are Mekel, to rely on a Mummer for Pasakum. I can't say they're all Mekel, they're not Mekel, but I believe that's, yeah. I'm going now to factories too, because there's a Mila, but we didn't learn yet that there's a Heta Paspalta. We'll learn in a minute. There's certainly a Mila to be Machmer on Pas Yisrael. So we're talking now about what's Pas Yisrael. Now we're going to get to the Heta Paspalta in Sif Beis. But this issue of Mumer is an important issue. We're going to have the same issue by Bishal Akum, and the Pisrei Tshuva, who's Mekel by Afias Akum, will not be Mekel by Bishal Akum. We'll see later, because by Bishal Akum, we're worried about ingredients as well. And there are two reasons. So this kula of mumer is here by Afia Sakum. Now, Sif Beis, we get to the big kula of Pas. Pas has three kulas, as opposed to Bishal Akum. There are three big kulas in Pas. And this is the major heter, kula. Yesh mekaymais shemakilim bedavar, v'leichim pas menachtem ha'ivik echavim. There are some places that are mekel, and they allow people buy bread from bakers who are non-Jews, b'makayim she'ein sham nachdein Yisrael, in a place where there are no Jewish bakers, b'mnei shehi shas hadchak. Since it's a shas hadchak, it's difficult to get bread baked by Jews, therefore they get bread baked by non-Jews. Ramah. The Yeshayim, 1 minute, don't start up till you read the Ramah. The Yeshayim. The Afilu B'makir Shepas Yisrael Matzoi Shari. The Ramah says, some say even in a place where Pas Yisrael is found, it's still mutter. So here we have a major difference in the Chaber and Ramah. What's the heter of Pas Palter? Ramah says Pas Palter is the total heter, even in Brooklyn where you can get Pas Yisrael. Mechaber says not that way. Mechaber says that it's only mutter b'shasat chai. Before you jump to how the Sfaradim have to be machbir, look at the Shach. The Shach is Sifkat and Tess. The Shach says Kosvu ha'achrayim v'arav, which is the Ramah b'toras chatos, reish klayin hey v'apach shekenis pashet aminik. The custom is to be makel on Pascha. People buy Arnold's bread or whatever it is. The custom is to be makel on Pascha. People buy Arnold's bread or whatever it is. A meal, custom b'teres chatesham b'shem apayskim. The baseres yemei tshuva yesh lizar b'pashal avik achavim. Chen is bar bar achaim tafresh beis if beis ayin sham. So that's what he says. Meal. Nira diyesh li zoyer af kol yemais hashana. The Shach says, my opinion is, the person should be careful all year round. Shaloi likach pashalai v'kachavim in apalter. Hecha diyesh palter Yisrael. If it's available from a Jewish baker, imloi shapasai v'kachavim yafa yoysa doshari. If it's something which is better, it's not available by a Jewish bakery, oshari. But something which is available by Israel, the Shach's opinion is to be machmir on Pas Palter. And this is the source of the fact that today in our circles there are those who are machmir on Pas Akum, Pas Palter, and some are mekel. Certainly Hechsherim give Hechsherim on Pas Akum and on Pas Palter of a guy, and there are those who try to be makbid to be machmir on Pas Yisrael.
We tell the Chavetz
Shabbos. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah brings in Siman Reish Pei Beis or so that even if you make on Pas Palter on Shabbos and Yom Tov, not only says Shemay Tshuva, but you should be machmir Shabbos and Yom Tov also Kedusha Shabbos. You should be machmir on Pas Yisrael, which maybe that's why we eat challah not bread. Right, it all comes from
the
difference.
Is because you hold that as a matter of pure preference? Pas Palter should be better than
it's hard for me to tell you why people are mekel. It's hard to ask the people. But the Ramah, you have to remember, is mekel. We usually go to Ramah. And remember that the Shach is being machmir. The Shach is somewhere between the Mechaber Ramah. Mechaber said that it's osur unless it's Shasat Chak. And the Ramah said it's always mutter. And he says, if it's a better bread, you can be mekel. If it's not a better bread, it sounds a little less than Shasat Chak. But, what? I believe Ramesha held, like everybody holds, that it's a minik type to be machmir. And a mekel yeshlei ami lismach. You have who to rely on. It's a Ramah, and certainly it's a good thing to be machmir. Ramah says Yeshayim. He means the paskin. We always assume he means the paskin. If he brings just one sheet, the assumption is he means the paskin that way. I have no idea why the parentheses. I don't think it has anything to do with the importance of it. Sometimes parentheses, sometimes not. I'm guessing that it has to do with the printer. When he stuck it in the middle of a machaber, he put parentheses, and he put it after a machaber, he didn't. This is actually a middle, because it continues after Abel Pass. So it's the middle of a sif. Maybe that's why it doesn't say agar. I don't know. Everyone quotes it b'shem d'Ramah, so it's alright. It appears to be a Ramah. The Darach HaShulchan, by the way, is also machmer, even though he tends... In Yonam of Rabbanim, Darach HaShulchan tends to be Mekel. Darach HaShulchan is Machmir Bay, except if it's Einei Matzui. I think his Lashon is that in our Medinas, in Litta, the Minig is to be Machmir. That the Minig everywhere is to be Machmir on Pas Palter. I don't know if he was Machabur or the Shach. I don't know if he needs Shasat Chak, or he needs just Einei Matzui. But there is a Tam L'Hachmer. So,
I
want to answer that. What is Eina Motzi? So I saw, it's interesting, when I learned this 11 years ago, you're looking at your notes, I was seeing how much is Eina Motzi. It's that a raya from Sifta Zayin, that if you have to travel a mil, which means it takes 18 minutes, let's say, if you have to travel 18 minutes, that you could be Mekel. We'll see in Sifta Zayin. But there's a raya that if you have to travel another 18 minutes, with parking, and with waiting in line, extra 18 minutes is time, whatever it's, however you're going to go, that you can be Mekel. Or that would mean that if a person's in a place, and that's what there is, and it's a tirch on an airplane, certainly, so then a person could be Mekel. What I saw now, Rabbi Yamin Cohen put out a sefer on these halachas. He's mitzadeid. He gets to it in a different direction. The Beis Yosef is mechalik between someone who's be'ir and someone who's besada. If you're in a city, you can get it. If you're out of the city, then you can rely on paspalta. He says, what's out of the city? So he says, well, out of the city is always 70 amis. That's considered chutz le'ir, 70 amis. 70 amis, that's 120 feet. Usually, if you live in an apartment house, by the time you get down the stairs, it's already that far. So I don't know. Yeah, but it's a little... I don't know.
And if you live in a city, the city may not have any Jews.
Yeah, I understand. He means to get to the place where the pastor is. So you see Mekel, I don't know what he means. He means to Mekel are 70 amis of traveling.
Once you get to the city, you understand it's a city.
Yeah, so that's why it's a little hard. See, he's writing technically, not so long. I'm quite a Maramaka Manilach. Okay, but the 18 minutes certainly would seem to be a gather of something that a person could be Mekel on if you want. And a person could be Machmer. My only. What? Yeah, I understand. I mean, you can get things that you can't get kosher. All right. I'll tell you, there's one other. No, so therefore you're saying, yeah, the according to Shach, it could be Mekel, it's Eina Matzah. The main question to me, the main question today, we have plenty of food. Baruch Hashem, we have an abundance of food, and we have a problem that we're eating too much, and we should be eating less, and it wouldn't be so bad to cut out some of the, to stick to Reisman's cakes, even though there might be better ones available elsewhere. And so. However, and I say this with the full admission that I'm not sure. However, I suspect that a lot of the so-called Pas Yisrael is not Pas Yisrael. I'm fearful that a lot of the Pas Yisrael is not really Pas Yisrael. I spoke at one time to a Meshkiach who, he was the person that went, he worked for the OK. He was my father's Chavrusa. And he was the man who went down to the plant for the OK for pretzels. I don't remember which so-called Hamisha brand it was. And he told me at the time that it's not Pas Yisrael. He told me only Lieber's is Pas Yisrael. Now, Lieber's was Makpid. They had the Debrezina Rav's Hechsher. But all the others, he said, we all sit together. They make all the kosher ones and runs. I could say all, but many of the kosher ones the same day. He said, none of it is Pas Yisrael, except when Lieber's comes, they're Machmer, and if Lieber's goes first, so then ours is Memela, sometimes Pas Yisrael. But there's no, they're not Machmer on Pas Yisrael. And at the time he told me this, within a month or two, the Kashrus newsletter, I think it was Rabbi Wickler's Kashrus newsletter, came out, and on the front page it had a box with the brands, and it had a checklist, Pas Yisrael, not Pas Yisrael. And those brands, it said Pas Yisrael on the thing. Now, it may be that things changed. Maybe that sometimes when people ask, things change. And it may not be that things changed. Maybe that there's certain intentions. I don't know. I wonder if a Stam bakery in a Stam neighborhood where they have a Hechsher and they're not Yisraelim, or even some places where they are Yisraelim, And they have a Rav who walks in and walks out. The Hechsher comes in and comes out like we do Yotzei v'Nichnas. They come once a month, once a week. Whether they really, whether first of all, whether they makbid or whether they even think about it, about the Pas Yisrael issues. I'm like Miktani Amuna in this whole Inyan, because I think that in the field, it's something which is not common. Until very recently, there were a lot of Russian immigrants that were willing to take these type of jobs. And so at least they were Yidden. They used to come into Reisen's bakery. You could talk Yiddish to everybody. It's a bunch of Yiddish men, Yiddish women. Some were Shemesh Shabbos, some weren't Shemesh Shabbos, but at least they were Jews. Today, it's all Mexicans. All the cheap labor are immigrants, mostly from Mexico. You have to know Spanish. My father was still alive. He learned Spanish. My father knew a lot of languages. He taught himself Spanish in his last 5-6 years of his life because his workers were Spanish. So he, in his bakery, they hired a Frumid, which cost a lot more money. And he's the one that's there all the time, no matter what, even the hours that they open up early in the morning. And even the hours that the owners don't want to be there, so they have a firm person who's there. But I don't know, first of all, I don't know that everyone does it. Maybe they all do it. And I don't know what happens when he comes late. I mean, are they makbid? Aren't they makbid? There's no mashgiach there at the time. So they had tayrim. We're going to learn that tayrim. If the oven was turned on by a Jew within 3 days, there's a very, very shvach ahead that we're going to get to. But what I'm telling you is that to be makbar on pas palta, there's an inyan. My only hesitation is, I just a little miktani amuna, that all of this package stuff is really pas Yisrael in the first place. That's all he has to do, and the Yid has to be there to do it. That's the only thing. So Rabbi Heinemann, a number of years ago, instituted. Rabbi Heinemann wanted to institute his light bulb heter. The light bulb heter, it's the second best heter. The best heter would be you have a flame that can't be turned off. That's the best thing. If an oven, if you put in a flame that's in the oven, that can't, a pile that's in the oven that gives heat to the oven that can't be turned off, that's the best. But that's the best system. It's difficult to do with many of the plants. So he, Heinemann, had this idea, I'll put in a light bulb, and he'll turn the light bulb. Light bulb also gives heat. And the Mela, that'll be a heter. That was Rav Heinemann's Einfall, and he instituted it. Lamaisa, just about everyone disagreed with him. I once spoke to Rav David Feinstein about it during the time. He said, what's the whole issue? It's all socially kirav hadas. You're going to tell me that the people is not baked by a guy because there's a light bulb? It's a very strange thing if it's just to a care about this. Oh, so if you have the heter of pas palta, you have a heter of pas palta. Question was whether to call that pas Yisrael. And such things. That was the whole issue. No, pas palta, but you have to remember the Shach's Gedarim in Kirav Hadas. The Shach's Gedarim is the main Lazayish Lazan. Again, I don't. All right, just before we break, we have to get clear what we have, the pas palta. It's very confusing to people. People are saying, Shemit Shuvah, yeah, this, not. Again, the Ramah is Mekel on pas palta straight out. And the Mechaber is Machmir, unless it's unavailable, it's just a Pchak. And the Shach is the in-between Shita. The Shach says that that if you can get bread, which is just as good from Israel, then you should get from Israel. We're going to pick up on this in Yitzhak Shem. Even past Palatin. Even Shem.